Hello DEC 2607 students, podcast 5 for this module deals with part A3 in your study guide on facility layout. Please open your study guide on page 19 and Gruyevsky on page 121. The approach to layout design given in Gruyevsky is to position departments close together that have strong interactions between them. This approach involves three basic steps. 1. To gather information. 2. To develop a block plan. 3. To design a detailed layout. In this module, we will give you the information and you only need to develop or revise a block plan. No detailed layout is required. We want to position departments close together that have strong interactions between them. These interactions between departments are usually given in a closeness matrix. Look on pages 136 and 137 in Gruyevsky to get an idea of what type of information is given in a closeness matrix. It can be trips between departments or contacts between employees. On page 122, a closeness factor is given. The higher the number in the closeness matrix, the closer the departments or employees should be located. A block plan shows the placement of each department or employee. It provides dimensions and allocates space to each department or employee. Look at the bottom right-hand side of page 121 to see an example of a block plan. This is what we want to see when you are asked to find a layout or a block plan. To develop a block plan, we use trial and error. That means we position the departments or persons according to the relative importance given in the closeness matrix, taking into account any additional requirements stipulated. Once you have a block plan, check to see that the layout does indeed comply with the relative importance and the additional requirements. Make changes where necessary. As Gruyevsky states, this approach does not guarantee the best solution. Work through example 3.1 in Gruyevsky to get a feel for this trial and error method. When the relative importance can be linked to a distance, the weighted distance method can be used to evaluate different block plans. This method is similar to the low distance method which we have used to evaluate facility locations as in podcast 3 and chapter 11 in Gruyevsky. So we use the weighted distance method to evaluate facility layout and the load distance method to evaluate facility location. More often than not, we will make use of rectilinear distances when using the weighted distance method. If nothing is said, use rectilinear distances in the weighted distance method and only use Euclidean distances when specifically asked for. When using the weighted distance method and no dimensions are given in a block plan, we use rectilinear distances where one block denotes one unit. Have a look at the block plan at the bottom of page 124. The distance between departments 1 and 4 is 3 units. How do I get that? Well, I start in the middle of the block where department 1 is positioned. I move horizontally to the right to the middle of the block where department 2 is positioned. That is one unit. Then I move again horizontally to the middle of the block where department 5 is positioned. That is the second unit. Now I move vertically up to the middle of the block where department 4 is positioned, and that is the third unit. To determine these distances, I only move horizontally and vertically as I'm using rectilinear distances. Also note that it does not matter if I move in a positive or a negative direction as we work with the absolute values as defined on page 123. Be sure that you make use of dimensions when they are given. Go to page 121. The distance between departments 1 and 4 in the block plan is 150 feet. The distance in units is 3 units, but each unit is equivalent to 50 feet. Work through example 3.2 in Gruyevsky to see how the weighted distance score is calculated. The distances D in the table at the top of page 124 were determined as rectilinear distances as discussed earlier. Now we move to chapter 7, page 294 in Gruyevsky. This section deals with line balancing, that is, the assignment of work to workstations to achieve the desired output rate with the minimum number of workstations. In the end, you want the required number of workstations and the work assigned to each station. In order to accomplish this, you need to identify the following. First, the work elements. That is the smallest unit of work that can be performed independently. Secondly, the time required for each work element. And lastly, the immediate predecessors. That is the work element or elements that need to be done before the next element can begin. To visualize the work elements, time required, and immediate predecessors, a precedence diagram can be drawn. Work through example 7.4 in Krajewski to see how this is done. Once you have a precedence diagram, you need to determine the desired output rate and the cycle time to calculate the theoretical minimum number of workstations. Any fractional values are rounded up because fractional stations are physically impossible. Note that we round up because rounding down will give you less than the desired output rate. Once you have the theoretical minimum number of workstations, you can assign work elements to workstations, making sure not to violate the precedence and cycle time requirements. At each workstation, the sum of all the work element times at that specific station must be equal to or less than the cycle time. You must also be able to calculate idle time, efficiency, and balance delay as shown at the bottom of page 296 and the top of page 297 in Krajewski. Now work through example 7.5 on page 297 to consolidate these concepts. This concludes the podcast on facility layout.